In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. We heard a few short weeks ago when our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. He rebuked him, said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Jesus did not say, "Man shall not live by bread at all." For bread, while it is not the only thing we live by, is certainly something we need to live. Bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, and therefore bread includes everything that our Heavenly Father gives us in order to keep us alive in this body. In a similar way, the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write to the young pastor Timothy, "Now there is great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content." Again, the Spirit did not inspire Paul to write that Timothy would have no need for food or clothing as a believer in Jesus. Nor did he say that because we brought nothing into the world and cannot take anything out of the world, we should have nothing as we live in the world. No, instead, the Spirit, through Paul, instructed Timothy and us to be content with the food and the clothing and all other earthly blessings that we have received from God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. And there's James, which we heard this evening, who writes, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." We rightly focus on those perfect gifts of God which he has given to us, his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, blessed word, the forgiveness of our sins, life and salvation. Still, we must also note that God has given us every good gift from above, which most certainly includes our daily bread, for which our Lord Jesus taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, in the fourth petition. And the purpose of this petition is that we would realize that every good gift comes down from above, from our Heavenly Father, and so receive every good gift with praise and thanksgiving. Sometimes that's rather easy. Just a couple of weeks when we are gathered together around a feast of a roast or a ham or lamb chops or the like, we hear the children running around finding Easter eggs, it will be easy to give thanks to God for the gift of food and family. It's easy to give thanks to God when you move into a brand new home, the home of your dreams, bigger and newer than you ever thought you would have. It's easy to give thanks to God on your wedding day. You get married to the love of your life. Or on that day when your child is born and you hold him or her in your arms for the first time. It's easy to give thanks when the candidate that you've been praying for wins the election. It's easy to give thanks when you walk outside and it's 80 degrees and sunny and there's no wind. And in some ways, it's also easy to give thanks when these gifts of daily bread are missing or threatened, when you can't stock your refrigerator or pantry between paychecks. Your house and possessions have been destroyed in a fire, when your spouse or child is hospitalized, when you're in the middle of a devastating drought. In such times, we are more aware of the fact that God is the one who provides, and we are often thankful for the gifts that remain. But what about all the times that are in the middle, which really make up the majority of the times of our lives? Is it easy to give thanks to God for that same old ham sandwich and chips that you pack for lunch each and every day? Is it easy to give thanks to God for that same old house you've been living in for decades with the leaky faucet? Easy to give thanks to God for the same old spouse and children when you're in the middle of yet another busy week of work and school and after-school activities and appointments and now midweek services at church? Is it easy to give thanks for the same old government? Tax time rolls around again. Is it easy to give thanks for that same old Wyoming weather when it's 50-some degrees outside and windy yet again? Yes, it's easy to give thanks to God for those good gifts which come from above, the gifts of daily bread, when they are abundant, when they are new, when they are pleasant and delightful. And again, we are even more apt to be thankful when those gifts are taken from us for a time. Count our blessings. Give thanks for what remains. But how hard it is for us to be thankful for those ordinary, humble, daily, yes, even boring gifts of daily bread, which are still very good because they come down to us from above, from our Heavenly Father, and are used by our Heavenly Father to sustain us. Perhaps this is part of the reason why our Lord Jesus chose the word bread to represent all that has to do with the support and needs of the body. After all, bread seems so plain, so familiar, so drab, that it's easy to ignore. Talk about what's between the two slices of bread. We talk about a sandwich. We even use the term white bread for those things that are dull. But think about just how much actually goes into getting you a simple slice of bread. From that seed that is planted in the ground, that sprouts and grows, nourished and nurtured by the sun and the soil and the rain, tended carefully by the farmer with all his knowledge and experience and hard work, possessing the right tools to harvest that grain, so it might be ground into flour, which is then baked into bread, which, if you cook or bake, know, is as much an art as it is a science. Not to mention all the other things that go into this process that we take for granted and overlook. The gift of transportation that hauls bread and grain and flour. The money we have to purchase bread. The preservation of our food before it spoils. And so on and so forth. This is just a snapshot of what goes into getting you the bread. Think about what happens when you eat the bread. When you eat even just a humble slice of plain old bread, your body is nourished. Proteins and vitamins and minerals that build and repair your bodies. Gives you calories to fuel your bodies for breathing so that your heart will continue beating so that you can take on the daily activities of life. In addition to this, there's all the social and emotional benefits that come from eating. The joy that comes from a delicious meal satisfies your stomach. The fellowship that is shared over dinner with family and friends. Do we give thanks for this? Do we recognize this even? When we take that bite into the same old sandwich or that same old piece of toast, do we perceive just how many good gifts our Heavenly Father is granting just so we can have a slice of bread every day? Truly, it's not just manna in the wilderness or miraculously multiplied loaves and fish that come from God. No, he certainly gives daily bread to everyone. Again, it's easy to forget this. especially when it is the same daily bread every day. But our Lord does not will to indulge our desire for novelty, for what is new and better and exciting. The solution to this is not to give us something different every day, but rather the solution is found in the fact that our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." For in prayer, God teaches us to receive all of his good gifts with thanksgiving every day, even those plain and ordinary gifts. This is also why mealtimes have been set aside traditionally as a time for Christians to pray together. We have an example of such mealtime prayers in the small catechism towards the end in that section titled Daily Prayers. Meals are to begin with the children and members of the household coming together at the table reverently with folded hands. They pray a portion of Psalm 145. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. And then they pray the Lord's Prayer and the following, Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us in these your gifts which we receive from your bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And after the meal, we are instructed in like manner to pray with reverence and folded hands a portion of Psalms 136 and 147. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And then they pray the Lord's Prayer and the following, We thank you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, for all your benefits. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. Indeed, God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayer. And yet we pray. We are taught to pray. We are given examples of prayer so that we might realize God as the good giver and receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. But in this gift of daily bread and its many forms, there's also a warning for us. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone, even to all evil people. But those who are evil, that is, those who are unbelievers, who reject their Creator, who reject His perfect gifts, who try to live by bread alone, they will not live, but rather they will die eternally. And these good gifts of daily bread, which have come down even to them from the Father, will testify against them, speaking of their thanklessness, and that will condemn them for their unbelief. For it will testify that God was good and gracious and generous even to them, and yet they still rejected him. So again, we must pray that God would lead us to realize that he is the giver and receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. In short, we pray that God would both kindle and strengthen in us faith. Faith that looks to him for every good and perfect gift. Jesus testified, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Paul urged Timothy, Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. And James writes that of God's own will he has brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. By faith, we know that God has a greater gift for us than the gift of daily bread, those things that support this body and life. For again, he has given us every perfect gift from above. Above all, the gift of salvation, given in the perfect Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so by faith, we pursue these perfect gifts of God, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, and find them in Jesus alone, who loved us and gave himself up for us. By faith we live by every word that comes from the mouth of God, for it is that word of truth which brings us forth to be a kind of first fruits of God's creatures. By faith we work not for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man Jesus has given to us. Man does not live by bread alone. Nevertheless, as long as we live in this body and life, we do live by bread, and by all that includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body. God knows this, which is why he tenderly invites you to pray for it. Not just today, but tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, and every day. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. Praying that God's Holy Spirit would lead us to realize that every good gift and every perfect gift truly comes from above. That the Spirit would lead us to realize and receive all of God's gifts of daily bread with thanksgiving, whether they be great and unique or small and ordinary, and everything in between. Above all, we pray that the Holy Spirit would lead us to him who is the bread of life, Jesus Christ, the perfect gift who came down from heaven, gives life to the world. In his name, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.